You're listening to a Tell-Up production. You're listening to Toby and Trouble, A Family of Sorts, Volume 2. Written by Lau Frank. Read by Thomas Magnusson. Published by Tell-Up. Edna is visiting James and Baby Burp. They show her their peculiar house. It is full of funny things. Dad has made them. But he sleeps all day long. A genius needs rest, he says. Edna spots a hatch to the attic. We're not allowed up there, says James. But Edna opens the hatch. Let's check it out, she says. Baby Burp laughs. James is a bit nervous. Wow. It is full of Dad's ideas, the ones he hasn't finished. Check that out, says Edna. Don't touch anything, says James. Dad will be angry if he finds out. Baby Burp opens the crate. The giant creature comes out. Oh, no. But the creature isn't dangerous. He's just awkward. And his name is Toby. Something is missing. Where is your hand?
Hand gone? Toby mutters. He looks down.
Edna gets an idea. Don't sweat it, Toby. We will build a new hand. Dad has many weird things to build from. It is not easy to build a hand, but finally it is done.
Neat, Toby smiles. He likes his new hand.
Now he can dribble a ball. He likes to play.
Oh!
Toby swings around the house in his arms like a giant monkey. He can't be controlled, and now he is hungry. He eats everything. Dad wakes up. He hears noise. That makes him angry. For crying out loud, kids! But Toby doesn't listen.
Stand still, Toby. You shouldn't have woken me up. I was sleeping so well.
Back in the crate with you. You are not finished yet.
A large net shoots out and catches Toby. The whole house shakes when Toby falls.
Playtime is over, Toby. Back in your crate again.
But James, Baby Burp, and Edna object.
We like him just the way he is.
Well, all right then, says Dad. His stomach rumbles. Anyone for cake?
You've been listening to a Tell-Up production. Thank you for listening.